You reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Karen. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, I'm so glad you're safe, and you are in need of roadside assistance, correct?
Well, y'all messed up last night, and yes, I'm still needing roadside assistance after the mess up.
Okay, you called last night, you said?
Yep. I told them that I needed a key made. The lady that I spoke to said yes, she was sending in a locksmith, but now I'm finding out that y'all don't do locksmith. So she lied to me on the phone, and I'm still without getting my car, and I need it towed to the dealership.
Okay, so you need
it. And it was y'all's mistake telling me that, yes, they were sending me a locksmith, and the man that came was not a locksmith.
All right, let me pull your information up and see what's going on. Give me 1 second. All right, say your first name and your last name.
Yes, it's Michelle Ty, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And your phone number, please?
352-552-3096, ma'am.
Okay, so when I'm looking on the ticket, it's showing a lockout. So basically, when they get a lockout, they send someone there to open up the car doors. So that's what was on
the
ticket. I
told her it wasn't a lockout. I told her that I couldn't get in my car, and once I got in my car, that I needed someone that could also make me a key. I told her I needed two things done. She understood that.
Okay, so I'm just going by what's on here. I understand your frustrations and all of that there. So... okay, so they're saying that this
was... And then the people called you back that came here.
All right, so now you wanna tow now to the dealership?
I'm gonna need that because y'all messed up in the beginning. I told the lady I needed two things done. So open the car and make a key. She said they could be both done at the same time. I said, okay, no problem.
Okay. Well,
and then when the man got here, it wasn't that way.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not seeing any of that. And normally the calls are being recorded and everything from what was taking place. But I'm not showing anything that. But I can go ahead and create a new ticket so that we can get you a tow.
All right. But it's not going to cost me anything, right?
I'm not sure. I can't say that because it all depends on how it comes up in the system.
We'll find out because I have up to 25 miles and I know how far it is to the dealership.
Okay, so basically if you had service and you only had with your insurance, if it only covers every 72 hours, then you would have to wait 72 hours to get service again. So I'll go ahead and we can start a new ticket.
I can't wait 72 hours with a miss, and y'all did the mess up. I didn't.
Okay. So once again, I do apologize.
And I can't pay for the tow and pay for the key to get made. That's why I have this insurance.
Okay. I definitely understand. So once again, I'll go ahead and I'll create a new ticket. So just hold on. See what it comes up and says because I can't do anything or change the system. Okay. So I'm going to transfer a lot of this information. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. And then when I'm getting ready to need to ask you some questions, I will. So hold on, okay?
Yes, ma'am. That would be Thursday. Did you take the other garbage can out, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay, because I already went through it. Mm-hmm.
And would you like to receive mobile texting updates?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so you don't want to know when a provider's coming, the name of the company. You don't want to know none of the information.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine, yeah.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. I'm going to place you back on hold.
This one looks different than the other one. It has a chip in it, and this one looks like a chip. This one is like the right one.
The one that he made me.
Yeah, but it has a chip in it.
Yes.
This one don't look like
no.
Go ahead and verify your home address for me, please.
25 East Hampton Drive, Auburndale, Florida, 33823.
Thank you. And the vehicle, the make and model of the vehicle?
Nissan Versa.
What color is it, please?
It can be gray, called gray or silver, one of whatever one you want to call it, because it looks like the both.
All right, so as I put in all the information, so what is coming up is saying, yes, your service is every 72 hours, so you would wait 72 hours. Or we can, this call may be set up for you to pay the service provider directly and then send those expenses in for reimbursement.
I don't have that. It's going to cost $300 for the key.
Oh, okay. Well, once again, I do apologize. You can speak with your insurance company in reference, but it will
be. So 72 hours would be what time?
I'm just estimated from the time that you had got service yesterday.
I think it was around 9 o'clock last night.
Okay, so 72 hours from then I will try back.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside.